I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Song fits today.
I guess.
Doesn't?
I don't know. I don't really know the words like that.
Listen. You'll hear it.
Okay.
You get it now?
I hope you had the time of your life.
The best 4 years of his career. We're here. They won't be in New England. Welcome back. Midday show.
The reckless speculation on the social media platform is going
on. I'm not surprised.
It's rampant.
Yeah.
It's like wildfire.
Well, now, listen,
that's what happens.
Say,
like a brush fire, and then it just takes off.
Listen, you were the pioneer of that, by the way.
Reckless speculation?
Yeah.
So I mean, that's fine.
Another one
I mean,
your fault on.
That's fine. Okay. I mean, I'll be remembered for something.
When your plaque's up on that wall.
I'll be remembered for something. But I just want to say, because I got friends reaching out to me, telling me the stories that we are all on the periphery talking about, and they're asking me, what do I know? I don't know anything. I don't know anything. And if I did, you know, I would have probably shared it.
Oh, you would have spilled the beans accidentally and gotten in trouble.
You know, they call me loose lips for nothing. They call me loose lips, Douglas, for nothing.
You earned that.
You can't be trusted. So no. If you knew something, we would all know.
Listen,
we would all know.
This got to the point that anytime anybody says something that they don't want anybody to say, hey, they look directly at me and be like, hey, don't say nothing about this on air.
Hugh, so that's not for air, all right?
Yeah, they're saying flat out.
Now it's once Hugh leaves the meeting, we're like, all right, so.
Yeah now they start talking about
now
stuff.
Now we can get into the juicy stuff that he's
out here. Yeah, but I've heard some of the same reckless speculation that everybody else. I can't confirm that. I don't know. So y'all can stop texting me. Stop asking me. Like, I got the
But they
insight.
Think you're the one. Like, they're not going to come to me and ask those questions. Like, oh, Hugh, what are you hearing on this? Saying.
If we know anybody, go spill it. We know you.
It's Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. I haven't checked in on the Twitter poll question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, Hugh, a couple polls up today. Let's start with the one from early in the show. Ooh, this is a good one. What will you remember more when it comes to A.J. Brown's Eagles career, the success or how it ended?
I'm going to say being in Philly, how it ended. 78%.
51% how it ended, 49% the success.
Damn, that's close.
Very close. Well, that's why this is splitting people apart. All right. Should the Eagles have...
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
It is.
You know what's crazy about it? I'm not going to put anybody out there, but the fact that the so-called professionals, like the professionals in the city... They have a lot to say about this. Like the people that do the pundits, they're not too happy about all of this.
Well, it's
I mean it's polarizing. This is a tough day. This is a tough day. I'm laughing because it's not like I'm making fun of anybody, but it's just like you don't know the impact that this team you tend to forget the impact that this team has on this city.
Oh, well, of course. And with this player and this run of success,
yeah,
I think there was an
expectation
it would continue. And now, that doesn't mean the Eagles will stop winning, but it's been altered here. All right, next poll. Should the Eagles have matched the Rams' offer with Cleveland with Jalen Carter? Should they have used Carter to try to beat the Rams to get Myles Garrett? Yes or no?
I'm going to say 65% no.
75% no.
Yeah.
I think that one hits you in different ways. Like it could be if you love Carter, you don't want to give him up. It could be if you believe they could have won the Super Bowl, they should have gave him up. If you're like me and unsure
of
the quarterback,
you
don't want to give up the picks. It depends on where you come
from. Well, that's also a classic because they didn't do it.
Right. If they did it, it's like, yeah, screw it.
Great move.
Yeah, let's get Myles Garrett.
Alley season.
All right, Hugh, let's unpack this before we go any further and get back to the phones. You know what's going to happen next season, right? We're going to be comparing and contrasting every single week. The Eagles' old number one and their new number one.
Yeah.
So Hugh Douglas, right now, and you know you could feel free to change your mind by the time we get to opening week. But right now, as we sit here on June 2nd, who will have the better season, A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith?
Damn, that is a tough one because it's probably gonna fly in the face of what I felt. But I feel like there's gonna be a push. To make this the right, I feel like there's going to be a push. So I'm going to say AJ because there's more. I feel like this offense is not going to, we don't have the luxury of trying to feature somebody because everybody's on the same page, right? So I feel like in New England that there's going to be more pressure to feature AJ. So I would say AJ.
So they're going to feature him, clearly. The head coaches want to get him the football, clearly. By the way, he has passed his physical. The news coming out of New England, A.J. Brown has passed his physical, so all this becomes official now that that's done. And he's going to practice up there. He's a Patriot. So, Hugh, I get it, and they are going to try to feature him in New England, and he might have one more bounce back up just because he's motivated and all that kind of stuff. But correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I'm not a doctor. Do positive emotions make hamstrings and knees feel better if they're not any good? Because I don't think they do. I think this player has a chronic knee issue, and he's had hamstring issues 2 years in a row. So I'm skeptical of AJ dominating this season because he's happy and because he has a Patriots rug in his house. If his knees are bad, his knees are bad. Can we hear Jeff McClain talking about why the Rams backed out of the possible acquisition of AJ back in March?
Well, you bring up the Rams, and they were involved in trade negotiations with the Eagles, and reportedly, and from what I understand, I've confirmed that as well, that, like, you know, they had gotten the medicals, had asked for the medicals of AJ, and that kind of they weren't satisfied with what they saw, and that was sort of why they backed out.
I want you guys to ask yourself this question. The Rams are the most win now team in the NFL. They don't care about the future, and they looked at AJ's knees and they're like, ah, I don't know about this. And all they care about is the present year for the most part, or the present year or two. And even they were concerned about it. That of all the teams, you would think that says, like, ah, screw medicals. Let's just go get the best player and win. They didn't want it. My choice is here. I think Devontae Smith's going to have the better year because I think he's younger and healthier, and he's going to play more.
So I knew the knee thing's out there. Isn't it sometimes, like, now just work with me here. Not saying this is the case, or I don't believe what McClain said. Is it possible that sometimes teams say we don't like what we saw in medicals because it's a nicer thing to say than we think you're in the decline?
Yeah, and also justifies to their fans why they didn't make a trade.
Right.
Yeah, that happens.
It's a more comforting thing to sell to your fan base of why.
Yep.
And it's easier for them to get that message, you know, or, like, it's easier for them to say to AJ Brown that than, well, we just don't buy you're going to be a very good player over the next couple of years. And then plus sharing targets of Puka, like, you know, maybe they talked themselves out of it for other reasons, kind of like the Ravens did with Max Crosby.
Yep.
Now, Max Crosby has bad knees, but would you put it past him to have 15 sacks next year?
I wouldn't.
Right. Yeah. So AJ could, I think.
And then it all depends on what it looks like, because I think that for us, we're looking at AJ as being the take the top off the defense guy and all that other stuff.
Is he still that, though?
He don't have to be that. I've always said that I don't think he has to be that. Now, you could be creative. If he still has the basic skill set that he has and he can body people, I think that there is success for AJ. But it's not going to look – I don't think it's going to look like we envisioned it looking when it was here. You know what I mean? I don't see that being the case.
Yeah.
But I still think he can have success.
So I'm going to give you a comparison of what I think is going to happen to AJ in New England. He reminds me a lot physically and the way he plays of Anquan Boldin.
Mm-hmm.
Anquan Boldin was really good in Arizona. And Anquan Boldin helped the Ravens win, but he was not the same player in Baltimore. Anquan Boldin averaged his first 7 years in Arizona. And is this about to be year eight for AJ? I think they're at the exact part of their career where Anquan Boldin left the Cardinals. Boldin averaged 83 catches over 1,000 yards per season in Arizona. He went to Baltimore for 3 years, 837 yards, 887 yards, 921. That's my guess on AJ. I think he's going to be good and help them and catch passes and touchdowns. But I think his days as just dominant are over. And if that's the case, then I feel better about this whole thing.
I'll give you another counterexample.
Who we got?
Randy Moss in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
His last year with the Vikings. Now he missed a few games. 760 yards. 1,000 with the Raiders the next year. 500 with the Raiders the next year.
And then
we know what happened the year later when he went to New England. No longer a place that he was disinterested in playing with a great quarterback.
Well, so that's a combination. He was clearly disinterested in Oakland.
Yeah.
And then he got the GOAT.
But he went to New England for his age 30 season.
He did. No, I mean, it's not unheard of that people jump back at 30, right, especially wide receiver. It really depends on AJ's health.
It depends on his health.
Also, Devontae, like, is he ready to be the guy in this offense and get a lot of targets?
I think health being equal and a non-factor, AJ's in a better situation to put up more numbers. I mean, he's just he's with a better quarterback who puts up more volume numbers, which just means that there's more to go around.
They're going to throw the ball.
Yeah.
They're going to throw the ball.
Right.
Well, his quarterback completed, 72% of his passes last year? Yeah. Jalen was at 64.
I mean, think about it this way. This is where you sort of can put your fantasy hat on. Who's a better bet in fantasy?
You know, that's an interesting one. Who do you think goes higher? You think it's AJ?
I think it should be. I mean, because usually if you're thinking about, you know, PPR, you're thinking of the guy who's going to get the most targets, the guy who is the focal point. Like the Raiders with Brock Bowers just a couple years ago, like Bowers was the only target on that team. So he just by extension put up the most numbers.
I do have in front of me the updated. Okay. So ESPN updated their fantasy football rankings yesterday.
Dang, that quick, huh?
That quick. They have, so they break it down by position. I don't have like the overall numbers, but they have A.J. Brown as the 13th wide receiver. They have Devontae Smith as the 17th. Mm. Pretty close.
Wow. Yeah. But A.J. was 13.
A.J. was 13. Okay. Devontae was 17.
Yep. Okay. Obviously, so they see what I'm seeing.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. It's clearly going to be one we track the entire season. I mean, guys, the first game of the season is the Patriots and the Seahawks. If AJ has 13 yards on two catches, it's going to be a way different reaction here than if he has seven catches for 190 yards and two touchdowns. It just is. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Andy.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Andy. Well, I hope Andy's okay. He just fell off there. Will in West Philly. What's up, Will?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
good
Will.
Afternoon. I'm sorry.
Well, good. You know, we're all time is a we're all over the place today with this trade. What do you think, Will?
Well, thanks for a little bit of patience, guys. First, can I ask, what day does Rhea come on with you?
So she's typically Monday. We love Rhea. Yesterday we were at the golf outing, so we didn't have her on yesterday.
He was ducking her.
Okay, yeah. I thought I missed her.
Yeah, we will have her on next Monday. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, Rhea's the absolute Hall of Famer there. Guys, I wanted to talk about A.J. Brown, and I'm not sad or happy that he's gone because I'm just an Eagles fan and not really a player fan. Once a player leaves town, it doesn't really matter to me because – I root for the jersey, you know?
Well, I'm similar to you in that it's obviously certain players hold a different spot if they play here long enough where they do certain things and they stay around the city. I mean, but for the most part, we root for laundry, right? We're rooting for the Midnight Green. Like, and once that guy's on, we're just going to root for the next guy that takes his spot. That's how this always works.
Yeah, absolutely. And I won't say it always works that way, but generally, yeah. You know, you miss Reggie White when he leaves. You know, you don't ever want Brandon Graham to leave, you know. But honest truth, when Ike left and when Hugh left, I was like, oh, man, these guys left me for money. You know, and I know they got to do the best for their family, that's why I stick with my team instead of players, you know.
Of course, because, you know, the team, they're not leaving, right? They'll be here next year. They'll be here the year after that, and there'll be other Eagles. And, well, AJ had a great Eagles career, but it's over now, and he didn't want to be here anymore. What are we going to do?
It's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, it is the nature of the beast, and I understand that as a fan, and that's why I stick with the teams instead of players. And AJ was great for 4 years, but it was only 4 years. You know, I remember Mike Quick and Harold Carmichael and BG, guys who stayed around forever. You know, it hurt me to death when Harold Carmichael went to the Cowboys. But, you know, I had to move on and stick with the Eagles. I didn't transfer my allegiance to the Cowboys because I was a fan of Harold Carmichael, you know.
Well, of course.
The Patriots. Yeah, the Patriots, I couldn't care less what they do. I don't care if AJ's great or poor. It'll be an indication. Like you guys said, if he goes up there and he lights it up there in New England, then they'll be like, well, yeah, he didn't give a crap when he was here last year. He didn't give any effort at all. And you know, you don't have to feel any kind of way to give effort. I mean, I've worked everyday jobs where you hated going to work, as you said. You know, you hated going to work every day, but you were providing for your family. So you went and you did your job to the best of your ability. Even you can go and give 50% because you hated it there, you know, and that's the way everyone's supposed to live, right? You give the best of your ability all the time, and then you can't say you left anything on the table, and no one can ever say you came and gave them half effort.
Right, and that playoff game, unfortunately, it feels like, Will, and a lot of people believe, well, good phone call. To a lot of people, it feels like the last impression was not acceptable effort. And how much of that? And again, I think the two things go together. Like if you can't run like you used to, and so it looks like you're running slower, people think you're giving half effort. I think it's actually easier for him if he just was banged up last season and he wasn't the same. Then it's like, oh, I get it. That's why he wasn't open. That's why he couldn't. But if he was given half effort, I just think there's no going back for that. Let's go to Eric in Middletown. What's up, Eric?
Hello. Goodbye, AJ.
No way.
Goodbye. What's up, Eric?
Oh, man. Let me tell you what, Hugh. Your analogy is so wrong. Because if I'm disgruntled at work and I don't give 100%, guess what? I don't get traded. I get fired. And I'm on the streets. My kids ain't eating.
What you mean is wrong about my analogy? I don't understand. Well,
you mean
disgruntled?
No, analogy to like the common person at their job.
Well, but it's different being the common person than it is being an NFL player because you're not out there physically exerting yourself like that. You're probably some people working behind a keyboard.
Don't compare us if it's different.
Okay, whatever you say. But I'm telling you from experience in the job that if you're not happy doing your job and playing football, if you're not happy in the city, you're not going to play as well. I can tell you that from experience.
No, that's great, but you compare it to everyday average working man.
Like, there's everyday people. The point that I was making is that there are everyday people that are disgruntled in their job. That was the comparison.
And that's
now, you
true.
Still
yeah.
have to do your job, but it's what my comparison was, what is different in the NFL, it can affect the way that you work. You can still go, I'll give you that. You can still go to work and be disgruntled and still do your job, but you're disgruntled nonetheless.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see him go because I don't want the headache, and I'm tired of hearing about it, to be honest with you.
Eric, I think a lot of people feel like
you. Another year to put up with it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel very similar. Eric, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. I think here's how I would frame it. I think you're right in one sense, that if you're unhappy somewhere, for whatever reason, right, your coworkers or your boss or whatever, your salary, because athletes have all these things. We just call them different things, right? The quarterback or his contract, right? But everyone has these things in their own way. It will affect you. I think you're right. I think being disgruntled at work could affect anyone. I think what feels like to some people that it was intentional. You know what I mean? Like you could have stuff
sabotage.
You could have some things in your mind and not be yourself and not be productive at work, regardless of what your job is. But when you go in saying, screw this, or I'm not all in anymore, purposefully, that's where people are like, come on, dude.
You know where the disconnect is? Because I'm going to tell you exactly. When I was in Jacksonville, I hated going in a building. I hated my teammates. I hated the coach. And I had a I don't care attitude. Now, you try to go out there and you try to play with the best effort that you can. But it doesn't matter because you're not as passionate. Like, I was passionate when I played here in Philadelphia. I was passionate, and I wanted to perform. You know, because Kyle used the analogy, you're entertaining us. Okay? So, like, Brian Howard said it a few weeks ago. When he is at bat, he basically ad-libbed, and he said he was the show.
Mm-hmm.
And people came to see the show.
He was.
So he's going to put on a show. It's the same exact thing. That's why, like, I guess it's hard for me to say it or articulate it where people can understand it because that's what it is. You love playing here. You have a euphoric feeling when the crowd is yelling your name. It wasn't like that in Jacksonville. It didn't feel like that.
Well, I think it's what's hard and doesn't line up for people. Like, your situation is very easy to understand. You left a winning team in a town you liked for a losing team in a town that you ended up not liking, right?
Yes.
So yours is very easy to explain.
And that's the disconnect because a lot of, like, if you're being honest about this, you're sitting around today wondering why A.J. Brown chose them instead of us and you won here.
Right, like they won here, they paid him twice.
Disconnect.
Yeah.
But the premise is still the same. If he's not happy, we're stuck on the fact that why aren't you happy here? You won here.
Yeah.
For what? I don't know. And that's what I said
this when
I
started.
That's what I'm saying. And when I started the show, I said sometimes you can't explain it. It's just one of those things that you try to sit there and understand, and you're just not going to understand because it still to this day makes no sense to me.
I think where we were just disconnected. Like, so say I'm having some issue at home, or like my girlfriend cheats on me, right?
Yeah.
I could have a very valid reason for being pouty or just like miserable and that day in life. But if I come into the meeting and I'm like, well, I didn't prepare anything. Like you guys, like screw you guys.
Yeah.
You know, and then you guys are left to do whatever. And then it's just you two. I have no idea really what's going on. I'm just disconnected.
Yeah,
and then
I go to some audio and you're like not paying attention.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what? No, I don't. Yeah. Like,
the show suffers
from it. But I know it does happen. But to our listeners, all they hear is that the product is crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they want an answer for that.
And that's the thing, Kyle. Sometimes there is no answer for it. I sat up last night, like wondering why. Number one, that post was a lot. The AJ Brown. I know he wore it when he was young, but that was a lot. that was a lot. And I read the comments, so I get where everybody's feeling the way that they're feeling. But at the same time, the rules apply. He wasn't happy here. And nobody understands why that was. But the fact remains, he wasn't happy.
He wasn't.
And it's like, it's ridiculous. And everybody's like, oh, I don't understand that. Dude, there are people that work Fortune 500 companies making millions of dollars that are not happy doing what they're doing. And we're sitting around and we try to justify by saying, well, you're making a ton of bread. Sometimes that's not enough for some people.
Well, right.
You know what I mean? And that's the point that I'm trying to make, that sometimes that ain't enough to sustain you, because that word had me on the ropes.
I was going to do a count. I was going to Judge Mills Lane with the count as he fell.
Sustain. Sometimes that can't sustain you, but still.
You were cooking till.
Yeah. That's the point, Kyle. It's we're all mad, and I get it. And I'm not mad at anybody for the pushback or anything, but I sat up really last night, and I said, I think it's my job and my mission to try to explain to people that don't understand, because I'm in the same boat you're in. So I just said, you know what? I don't need to know. I'm happy for him. If that's what make you happy, then go for it. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's why this whole thing was that they couldn't try to do this again, right? Like, the Eagles, that's why they're going to be better off without him. You can't make someone happy that's unhappy. They tried for a full year.
Man, listen, it's weird. It's super weird. But, I mean, hey, it's him.
God came to Reggie White and told him to go to Green Bay, and then he came to Hugh Douglas and told him that he needed to explain this to people.
Yes, that's what he said. I had an epiphany. I'm here to teach.
The big guy works mysterious ways.
Sustain had your boy on the ropes.
Oh, man.
we'll hear it again.
I felt it. I felt it in my soul. Watch you there. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, plus more from AJ's interview with Maria Taylor coming up. Maybe a few subtle shots at the quarterback. We're back. And confirmation on a report we had this season. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.